Well, hey, kids, this is The Preacher and the Piano Man, a fun podcast to help kids learn and pray the Bible with their parents. My name's Tyler. I'm the preacher.
And my name's Trevor.
I'm the piano man. And
gavel. Order. I said order in the court. Order, kids. You will not make a mockery of this court. Order.
Whoa. Trevor, what's happening here? Why are you dressed like a judge and talking in a funny voice? Is someone in trouble? Who is on trial today on the podcast?
Gavel. I say. Today in the courtroom of Podcast Opinion, we have the people of the preacher and the piano man. Okay, this is a bad voice. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Just my normal one.
I agree. Let's go with your normal voice.
Today in the courtroom of Podcast Opinion, we have the people of the Preacher and the Piano Man podcast bringing charges against the president of the podcast, Ronan the Raptor. Ronan is being charged with high crimes against the people who no longer see him fit to discharge the powers and duties of the office for which he was fairly elected. Let the opening statements begin.
Psst. Trevor, you said this is the people of the podcast versus Ronan the Raptor. Is Ronan the Raptor even here right now?
No, he's not. You know, you gotta say his name 3 times to get him here.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad. His name 3 times. His name 3 times? This isn't working.
No, Trevor. Not the words his name 3 times. You have to say Ronan the Raptor 3 times. I'll do it for you. Ronan the Raptor. Well, hey, kids, it's me, Ronan the Raptor. And I just dug a large hole in your front yard for no reason. Check your Easter baskets, kids. Ronan the Raptor put a present in there for you. It's a blister for your sister. Ronan the Raptor, what am I even doing here?
Order. Who in this courtroom today brings charges against first name Ronan, middle name The, last name Raptor? Please stand now and state your support.
Well, I do.
Where's the bathroom?
I support as well.
He crunches his potato chips with no hands and an open mouth and doesn't lean over. He's messy.
Hey, kids, it's me, the squirrel, and I also support the impeachment of Ronan the Raptor. This kid is nuts, and I'm a squirrel. I know nuts. Goodbye, my little friends.
Wow. Trevor, I hate to say it, but I tried to tell everyone that Scarlett was a better choice for president.
And Ronan, how do you plead? That's how you're gonna plead? You don't have anything else to say?
Woo! Yeah, this is Ronan the Raptor, and I ran out of money last week, so I pulled out all my teeth to make the Tooth Fairy paid up. And now I'm rich! And as president, I will now replace all the math teachers at our school with magicians who can make our homework disappear. Woo! What am I even doing here?
All right, well, on today's podcast, the truth will be discovered and, you know, it's probably not going to set you free, but it'll set us free from the trial. Also on this podcast, Tyler, you're going to tell us another Bible story, and it's about Easter this week.
Yep.
And I'm going to write a fun song at the end, and, you know, with all my judicious powers, I might be asking some clarifying questions. We'll see. And then kids are going to pray with their parents at the end.
That's right. And today in season 4, episode 7... totally coincidentally, we are also going to be talking about the most ridiculous, outrageous, unjust kangaroo court trial ever. Because the sinless Son of God, Jesus, got put on trial for being a king, and he was guilty as charged of being a king, but just not like anyone on earth ever expected.
Gavel, let's go on a 5-minute recess.
And while we do, hit the theme song, Your Honor.
Order!
Put down those yummy goldfish.
'Cause guess what?
We granted your wish. You get to hear from your bucket list.
It's the priest.
Preacher
and the Piano Man.
Fun and now go hand in hand.
And this time it will be grand.
It's the Preacher
and the Piano Man.
Okay, kids, let me step out of the courtroom real quick. Walking, opening the courtroom door and shutting it down. Yeah, all right. Now, kids, real quick, our vocab phrase today is an awesome one. It's the word kingdom. And kids, since you came outside the courtroom with me, clearly, can you say the word kingdom?
King's Island? Klingon? King Crab?
King-size Hershey bar?
King-size Snickers bar?
King and Queens, a very funny show.
All right, well, that was pretty good, kids. And in our story today, we are going to see that Jesus was a king. But his kingdom was like nothing you've ever seen, because Jesus' kingdom was shaped like a cross. He paid the cost. He didn't take the loss. He hit the nos. Loved the loss. What a boss. Do the floss. Now, this brings us to our passage today, John 18, where we see Jesus face to face with one of the most powerful kings in the world, Pontius Pilate. Now, Pilate was the king of a land called Judea, which is basically where Jesus was. And his boss was the most powerful ruler on earth, Caesar. That's right, Pilate reported directly to Caesar. So this guy was powerful. Now, here's the crazy thing, kids. Jesus is even more powerful than them both. But here he is, in handcuffs, standing trial before Pilate. Pilate is interrogating Jesus, asking him questions to see if he is guilty of high crimes and deserving of death, just like the jealous religious leaders said he was. And by the end of this day, Jesus' body will be dead, laid in a tomb. Within hours, Jesus will be nailed to a cross. It's early in the morning on Good Friday, and Pilate interrogates Jesus. And strangely, Pilate wants to talk about one thing: kingdoms, and Jesus will oblige. John 18:33 says that then Pilate went into his headquarters and he called for Jesus to be brought to him. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked him. And Jesus replied, "Is this your own question, or did others tell you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate retorted. "Your own people and their leading priests brought you to me for trial. Why? What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world." And kids, did you hear that? There you have it. Jesus admits it. Jesus was a king. But his kingdom was like nothing we've ever seen. He said to Pilate, "My kingdom's not earthly. It's not of this world." And that's because the kingdoms of this world, they use armies and weapons and violence to take over. But that's not Jesus's way. He literally said, "That's why my followers aren't preparing to fight." Instead, you know what Jesus uses? He uses love and self-sacrifice to take over. And I think that's why Pilate was so confused. If you read the other Gospels, they say that Pilate thought Jesus was innocent after interrogating him, and he actually wanted to let him go. But the crowds outside shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so Pilate used violence to keep power and order. He made the crowds happy by killing an innocent man, Jesus. But the Bible says that before the crowds, Pilate washed his hands clean with water to let them know that Jesus was no criminal. This trial was an injustice. Now, speaking of trials, let me step back in the courtroom. And I'm walking back in, I'm opening up. Come on, all you kids that came out here. You guys come in too. And okay, Trevor, we're back. Where are we at with the trial here?
Well, we were supposed to start 25 minutes ago. You've been out for a long time, but...
Order! 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 We will now hear testimony from witness number one.
Well, hello, Ronan the Raptor. I have a question for you, and you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When you ran for president, did you or did you not promise us ice cream Fridays on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
ice cream Friday on Tuesdays. Sure did.
Well, as judge of this trial, that sounds like a pretty good guy to me. What's the problem?
Except, Your Honor, that he didn't bring ice cream at all. He just brought ice with sour cream all over it.
Woo! Sure did! That's my favorite snack. I'm eating some right now.
All right, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse here, but I think we have everything we need to see here. But let's go ahead. Witness number two, why don't you head to the stands?
Hey, kids, it's me, the hamster, here, and on Bring Your Pet to School Day, Ronan brought an actual raptor, and it started eating everybody's pets. It ate a chihuahua, it ate a lizard, it ate a snake, it ate a kitty cat, and nobody really minded that. It ate a pet rock, it ate a few imaginary friends, and then tried to eat me, but I had to run out the front door, and I made it away. Woo!
Hey, kids, me, Ronan the Raptor, and excuse me, hamster friend. Show a little respect. My raptor has a name. It's Jay-Z, the Raptor.
All right. Order. Yeah, can I get the 4 for 4 from the spicy nugs, please? Yeah, thanks. Okay, now that I finished my order. Order! Gavel. Witness number 3, it's your turn. Come to the stands.
Well, hello. One day, when Ronan the Raptor was president, we were outside at recess all day long. Could you imagine that, kids? Recess all day long. And so, at about lunchtime, I came in and tried to get inside, and the doors were locked. The teachers wouldn't even let me in, because Ronan the Raptor wanted recess all day long. And I was very sad, because I love to do math. I wanted to take my math nap test. I was in the 99th percentile last time, and I wanted to see if I could be in the 100th.
All right. You can go ahead and take a seat. For this next witness, they have wanted to remain anonymous, so we have gathered a giant black curtain so that they will be hidden, and there's no way that anyone's ever going to know who this witness is, so they can remain anonymous.
Well, hi. This is the anonymous witness. And I know the Lord of the Raptors, and his name is not Ronan. It's Barry. Ronan, you're not even a raptor. You're just a boy. Now get off!
All right, thank you, anonymous guest. Your identity is completely safe. No one has any idea who you are. Now I would like to bring up the defendant to the stands. That's right, Ronan the Raptor. It's your turn.
Righty, better, woo! Hey, everybody, it's Ronan the Raptor, and all I have to say in my defense is one word.
Yeah, what's that?
Come closer.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay.
Closer.
I don't think I can be much closer.
Closer.
No, seriously, what's the word?
Closer.
What?
Closer.
Gavel. All right, stop playing around here. What is the word?
Hello, Mr. Your Honor. This is Scarlet, and I believe the word is closer. That's the word he's trying to share with you.
Oh, you got me. All right, okay. Jury, do you think you've had enough time to weigh the evidence and deliberate?
Yes, Your Honor, we do. We have concluded today that we have made a bad decision when we chose Ronan the Raptor over Scarlet as our president. She was more mature. We would like for Ronan to be removed, and for there to be another election so we can vote again, effective immediately. Thank you.
Order. No, yeah, I'm over here. I'm the one that made the order. Yep, thanks. Thank you. Did you put the ketchup in? Okay, sweet, thanks.
What is happening?
Okay, is there anyone here right now who would like to be president?
Well, hello, respected citizens of the podcast. My name is Scarlet, and I would like to put my name forward again, to be the president, your president, here to serve and protect this beloved community of people, animals, and fictional characters with shallow backstories clearly written by amateurs.
Okay, anybody else?
Roddy, bada, bada, woo! Hey, kids, it's me, and my name is Talon the Pterodactyl. I'm Ronan's identical brother. We talk the same, think the same, look the same, act the same, and where Ronan failed, I will fail exactly the same. What am I even doing here?
All right, well, I guess we'll just do this right now. I'm going to go ahead and take off my jury outfit, and I'm going to put on my proctor outfit. Here we go. They actually look the exact same. Question for both of you contestants. There's a war on, like, stuff, and news isn't exactly reporting it. So, like, tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Well, hello, esteemed citizens of the podcast. This is Scarlett. And if you were to elect me president, I would establish homework help programs so that we could institute peer tutoring and make sure that students get the assistance they need. I would also establish environmental initiatives where we could have outdoor learning spaces and eco-friendly community gardens. And I would also...
Okay, let me cut you off there. I think we heard what we need to hear. Talon, my man, how's it been? It's been a long time. What's your answer?
This is Talon the Pterodactyl, and kids, the first day that you elect me president, I will change the school uniforms, effective yesterday, to pajamas. You can wear your pajamas anytime you want to. And also, I would make everything in the school into glow-in-the-dark. I would make the floors glow-in-the-dark, the lockers glow-in-the-dark, the books glow-in-the-dark, the teachers glow-in-the-dark, your thoughts glow-in-the-dark, your chicken nuggets glow-in-the-dark, everything glow-in-the-dark. I would make the light bulbs glow in the dark. I would even make the dark glow in the dark. And also, I would change our school mascot to the Where Are They? Because anytime a visiting sports team came on campus, they would start looking for the gym. And we would say, we're over here in the gym. But spoiler alert, our school doesn't have a gym. So all they would say is, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? This is Talon the Pterodactyl, not Ronan the Raptor. We're twins.
All right, I've heard what I need to hear. I hope you guys have too. Let's not waste any more time. By a sound of applause, give it up for Scarlett if you'd like for her to become the president. As this is an auditory form of entertainment, I'd like to point out that that's not somebody clapping for it. That's just that fly is back. Can someone get rid of that fly, please?
Got it.
All right, thank you. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. If you want Talon the Pterodactyl to be president, let me hear some noise!
Yeah! Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah! Talon, Talon! Talon, oh, dang! Oh, dang! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Okay, that'll be enough, Talon and Ronan and everybody else. You all just don't get it. Okay, back to Jesus, kids. Fortunately for us, Jesus is way better than the presidents of the podcast, way better than the presidents of this country, way better than any king or any queen that this world has ever seen. Because remember, kids, Jesus' kingdom was not of this world. You see, kids, if you read the next segment of John, after Jesus' trial with Pilate, you see Jesus' cross-shaped love in action. And while his crucifixion looks like he's losing, actually, he's winning. It may look like he's being defeated, but actually, kids, he's being coronated king on the cross. Jesus is given a crown, though it be a crown of thorns. He's robed in purple cloth, though it be to cover the lashes on his back. They hung a sign above him that said, King of the Jews, though it be in mockery to pick on him. They call him the Son of God, even though they thought he was lying. And Jesus is lifted up high for all to see, even though it's on a Roman cross. Kids, it was for you, and it was for me. And that sort of love is powerful, truly powerful. In fact, do you know what the last words Jesus said to Pilate was in his trial? John 19:11, Jesus said this. He said, "You would have no power over me, Pilate, unless it were given to you from above." And Pilate must have laughed to himself when Jesus said that. I have no power, I'll show you power. As he had Jesus nailed to a cross. But Jesus had to be thinking to himself, no, I'll show you power, as he chooses the power of love. You see, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Jesus rose from the dead. Cross-shaped love leads to resurrection life, kids. And you tell me, fast forward 2,000 years later, here we are. Who won? Was it Pilate or Jesus? Rome or the kingdom of God? The answer's obvious. And how did Jesus do it? How did he strip Rome of all their power? He didn't fight them. He didn't kill them. He didn't call them names or slander them or beat them up. No, instead, he loves them. He forgives them. He sacrifices himself for them. And he does the same for us. Because Jesus was a king, but his kingdom was like nothing you've ever seen. Because Jesus' kingdom was shaped like a cross. He paid the cost. He didn't take the loss. He hit the nose, loved the loss. What a boss. Everybody do the floss.
Well, hello, this is Jameson, reporting for Channel 5 News, and I have with me the new president of the podcast, Talon the Pterodactyl. Congrats on your win, Talon. Do you have anything to say to the people? Yes, brothers and sisters, my first act as president will be to take on something that is destroying all of our communities. You know what it is. Bedtime. Right now, parents are making us go to bed at 7:30, and as your president, I will have them move it to 7:45. That's great. This is Jameson, reporting for Channel 5 News. Do you have anything else to say or add to that, Talon the Pterodactyl? Yes, and my second act as president is to announce my vice president. Scarlet, you ran a good race. You were a worthy opponent. You have the respect of the people. So, in light of that, today I would like to announce that the new vice president of the podcast is Ronan the Raptor! This is Talon the Pterodactyl and Ronan the Raptor!
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, on that note, Trevor, you think you got an awesome song for us today?
Guilty.
All right, 30 seconds. Let me review the kids. Kids, thanks for listening today. Your vocab word is kingdom. Jesus was a king, but his kingdom was like nothing y'all ever seen. Because Jesus' kingdom was shaped like a cross. He paid the cost, didn't take the loss, hit the nose, loved the loss, what a boss, do the floss. Also, your memory verse today, kids, is, well, it's from our story. John 12:36, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Your prayer assignment today is super important as well. I want you and your parents to think right now, how can I unleash Jesus's cross-shaped love today in my life? Think about the different places that you do your life, kids. Think about your home. Think about school. Think about your team. Think about your church. Who in your home, who at your school, who at your church, who on your team could use Jesus's love? Brainstorm that with your parents. Parents, you go to, and then lift that up to God in prayer. Now, last thing, this is our special segment we've instituted this season where we let Mr. Bossy over there give you a few things to do over the course of the next week, the squirrel says. So let me hand it over to the squirrel.
Well, hey, thank you, my little preacher friend. I can't believe these kids elected Talon the Pterodactyl. Anyways, kids, this is the squirrel. And this week, when you go to church, I want you to go up to your youth pastor, and I want you to tell him the memory verse. John 12:36, my kingdom is not of this world. But do it while doing the floss. This is a squirrel. Goodbye, my little friends.
KINGDOM. Everyone is welcome. All can come in. All you gotta know is the Lord who reigns therein. If you wanna hang out, you can come inside. What you will see will blow your mind.
If you wanna see the King of Life, the one who always treats everybody nice. If you wanna know the Lord of Lords, you don't gotta bring some fruit in a gourd. It's a simple thing that I just adore. All you gotta do is walk through the door. It's upside down, cause for the least of the least, our mighty King has saved a seat in this K-I-N-G-D-O-M.
nobody is least again. In this K-I-N-G-D-O-M, everybody's a beast to him. Yeah, in this K-I-N-G-D-O-M, he puts the king in kingdom.
Guitar solo! Yeah, shreddity, 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 shred! If you're shreddy or not, here's some more guitar, yeah! Yeah, taking my friend Sean, who just learned how to play today! Now let's go back to the real.